From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Chant Network.
A new series has arisen to help you prepare chants for Holy Week. And it starts right now.
It's time for Crystal's Pinchit Anywhere. At half 3/4 of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, the man who gave up guitar masses not only for Lent, but year-round, Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Egelsum Bionis Mika Elis Pagina. We are in the third week of Lent, and we are in our 121st episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. 121, or... One of the things you'll normally catch when I'm directing a parish music program is the fact that during Lent and Holy Week, I have a tendency to make an excuse to get a chant or two in at Mass, in addition to the music for Mass itself. During Lent, there's the Parche Domine, the Attende Domine. Of course, during the Station of the Cross, usually done on Fridays in Lent in most parishes and on Good Friday just about everywhere, there's the Stabat Mater Dolorosa. Now, during Holy Week, it's also good to remember that the organ should be silent from the end of the Gloria on Holy Thursday up to the beginning of the Gloria on the Easter Vigil, except for when it's really, really necessary to support singing. So, there are some ideal opportunities for some extra chant, which of course is best when sung a cappella anyways. Not to mention, Sundays of Lent and Palm Sunday can also lend to more a cappella singing. So, today we're going to start a series on the Holy Week chants. But first, let's welcome back our good friends, the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. We got a very dead week this week for our Feast for the Week calendar in both forms, really. Let's look at Monday. In the extraordinary form, second class, St. Matthias. Tuesday and Wednesday in both forms, Feria. Thursday, also in the extraordinary form, a commemoration, St. Gabriel of the Sorrowing Virgin. Friday the 29th and Saturday, March 1st in both forms, Feria. And finally, Sunday the 2nd, the fourth Sunday of Lent, a.k.a. Laetare Sunday. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vincit Semi-Live
on I-95. Well, welcome once again to our journey of Rhode Island's busiest highway, Interstate 95. I just got word that there's a new sign floating about the highway. No hitchhiking technocons. Well, this Saturday past, I just covered the anticipated Mass for the third Sunday of Lent at Holy Cross Church in Providence. The music director there, Ron Almeida, is a good friend of mine. He and I regularly post on a couple of different message boards on the web. Ron picked the bulk of the music, his rightful duty as music director. With the exception of the responsorial psalm, he left that one up to me. So, here's the list. There's not going to be any music clips in this segment because everything's copyrighted. So the opening was the Shepherd Me, O God litany, abridged version, by Marty Hagen. Responsorial psalm, which was my choice. If today you hear his voice, going with Psalm 95, that of course is the church's choice. So that left me the choice of the setting. And of course I went with the one from Alexander Pelequin, Songs of Israel, Volume 2. The Gospel Acclamation, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, setting by Owen Allstott. Offertory, You Are Mine, by David Haas. The Sanctus from Richard Prue's adaptation of Franz Schubert's Deutsche Messe, or Mass in F. Memorial Acclamation D, Lord by Your Cross and Resurrection, and the Amen, both from the Danish. And the Agnus Dei, we went with the Latin from Mass 18. Communion was the Taste and See from James Moore, and the closing hymn was Lift High the Cross, the tune Crucifer. that. We'll be back.
Anywhere.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
There should be no background music while spoken parts of the Mass are happening. Examples include, but are not limited to, the reading of the Word of God and the Eucharistic prayer. If you hear background music happening in such cases, spread the germ around.
Like I mentioned earlier on our show, I like to use more chant than normal during Lent, especially in Holy Week. Anything like that which can be best done a cappella works for me during this season. Palm Sunday, of course, is no exception. And to start this off, let's look at the Liturgy of the Palms. The Liturgy of the Palms takes place within two of the three options given to begin the Palm Sunday liturgy. Those two options are the procession, where the liturgy actually begins with the blessing of the palms at a remote location, like the parish hall, the Lady Chapel, someplace outside, a campfire or whatever. And then they all process into church. And there's the solemn entrance, where those same festivities take place in the church, and some or all may join in a procession within the church proper. That leaves out, of course, the simple entrance, where Mass just simply begins in the usual way. Who really wants to do a simple entrance unless you specialize in doing low Mass, right?
Nobody.
Nobody is right. The Liturgy of the Palms begins with shouts of the crowds in Jerusalem upon Jesus' arrival. Hosanna, Filio David. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Rex Israel. Hosanna in excelsis. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, O King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. Here's what it sounds like.
Hosanna, Filio David, Benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini, Rex Israel.
Okay, so that was a slightly old recording using antiquated equipment. But anyways, right after that, Hosanna Filio David, we begin. The celebrant blesses the palms, then proclaims the gospel passage of the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. This year it's from year A. That passage will come from Matthew. Next year, year B, you'll have a choice of reading from Mark or John. John's version, of course, is extremely short and a hit with priests who want their people in and out. Last year was year C, where we heard from Luke. Now after that gospel, the procession begins. The common practice would be then to sing the hymn All Glory, Lord, and Honor, which is a great triumphant hymn, and probably the one time in the entire Mass where you'll want to open up the organ. That's actually fine when you're processing in a church proper where the organ is available. Now if you're processing from a remote location, there are a couple of different chants that can be used. The first is Pueri Hebraeorum, or the children of the Hebrews. Now there are two different versions of this chant, each using a specific set of psalm verses. The first one is sung with the verses from Psalm 23 in the Vulgate, or in modern translation, Psalm 24. The antiphon text, Pueri Hebraeorum, portantes ramos olivarum, obvia verum domino, clamantes et dicentes, hosanna in excelsis. The children of the Hebrews carried olive branches, welcomed the Lord, and cried out, saying, hosanna in the highest. Here it is.
Oh,
the second version of Pueri Ebriorum is sung with verses from Psalm 46 in the Vulgate, or Psalm 47 in modern translations. The antiphon text is a little bit different as well. Pueri Ebriorum, vestimenta prostenebat in via, et clamabant dicentes, Hosanna filio David, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Translation: the children of the Hebrews spread their cloaks in the road and cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Here goes. Another chant that is used in procession is what's known as the Hymn to Christ the King. That is, Gloria Laus et Honor. This is the very hymn from which All Glory, Laud, and Honor is translated. However, the melody is very much different. This is a chant melody, mode 1. Here it is.
Gloria Laus et Honor.
Oh.
There it is, the Mode 1 chant tune, Gloria Laus et Honor. One note for those who have the GIA Hymnal Worship 3. Richard Prue had adapted the chant tune and made it a metrical hymn tune to use as an alternative for the tune normally used for All Glory, Laud, and Honor, which is St. Theodulf. It's quite nice, although it's very natural to want to stick with St. Theodulf when singing the English text. Now finally, the procession enters church. There's one more chant to go. Ingrediente Domino. No, it doesn't say that the Lord is a secret ingredient of some sort. Here's the text. Ingrediente Domino in sanctam civitatem. Ebreorum pueri resurrectionem vitae pronunciantes. Cum ramis palmarum, hosanna clamabant in excelsis. Cumque audisset populus quod Iesus venirent Hierosolymum, exierunt obviam ei. Cum ramis palmarum, hosanna clamabant in excelsis. In the translation, as the Lord entered the holy city, the children of the Hebrews proclaimed the resurrection of life. And with palm branches, hosanna, they cried out in the highest. When the people heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem, they went to meet him. And with palm branches, hosanna, they cried out in the highest. Here's that chant. On our next episode, we're going to explore some more Holy Week chants and dig a little more towards the Triduum. And now here is today's pot-safe musical guest, Chris Christensen.
The devil is prowling like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Who will buy those lies he's selling? Half-truth of the hour. He's telling lies he told in Eden. Brush 'em off and sell for new. Looking for someone to swindle. Trying to get his claws on you. So close the door and bar the windows. Got to keep the devil out. When old Satan comes a-tempting, turn to him and shout, "Oh, Lucifer, I just can't bear you. Satan, just you go away. Your doom is sure and you're just killing time until the judgment day. You believe the Lord is Jesus, but that isn't all it takes. Satan and his hosts believe too, it gives them the shakes. So close the door and bar the windows, got to keep the devil out. When old Satan comes a-tempting, turn to him and shout, "Oh, Lucifer, I just can't bear you. Satan, just you go away. Your doom is sure and you're just killing time until the judgment day. The devil is prowling like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Who will buy those lies he's selling? Half-truth of the hour. He's telling lies he told in Eden. Brush 'em off and sell for new. Looking for someone to swindle. Trying to get his claws on you. So close the door and bar the windows, got to keep the devil out. When old Satan comes a-tempting, turn to him and shout, "Oh, Lucifer, I just can't bear you. Satan, just you go away. Your doom is sure and you're just killing time until the judgment day. Your doom is sure and you're just killing time until the judgment day."
There it is. Chris Christensen. The devil is prowling. Watch out. Don't let him get you. Chris Christensen. Courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And don't forget to check out his blog at Chris2X. That's Chris, the number 2, letter X, .com. I have in my left hand today's Crystal's Vintage Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list is brought to you by Organist. It's What's for Dinner. Now, this top 10 list comes in light of the blog post found at Dominican, Idaho and Adrienne's Catholic Corner. Apparently, this parish in Boise, Idaho is taking up liturgical dance. And according to their webpage, there are a few other names or euphemisms for liturgical dance. Some of these actually come from that website, and some from our home office in Quahog, Rhode Island, where even Peter Griffin has more smarts than the average liturgist. So, we have now the top 10 euphemisms for liturgical dance. Here we go. Number 10, gestured prayer. Number 9, spirit-filled whole body prayer form. Number 8, liturgical movement. Number 7, line dancing from the nave. Number 6, liturgical prancing. Number 5, liturgical mime. Number 4, the effect of incense from a bong. Number 3, a way of telling you someone is being fed.
Ew!
Yeah, I know. That's really feeding them. Have the barf bag handy, folks. Number 2, liturgical aerobics. And the number 1 euphemism for liturgical dance. Full conscious and active participation. Crystal's Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. Access.
do this at church.
Our gathering song is...
Super Tuesday may be done and over with, but here at Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, the campaigning doesn't stop here. We need your votes at Podcast Alley. We need your digs. We need your feedback. Visit us at Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner on our main page at crystalsvintage.com for all of those. Also, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere for the best podcast and Crystal's Vintage the Blog for the best religion blog. Finally, it's now nomination time at the Catholic Blog Awards for 2008. If you like Crystal's Vintage the Blog as much as you like this podcast, then feel free to head on over to Catholic Blog Awards site and nominate Crystal's Vintage the Blog. Nominations run until February 29th. Actual voting will begin on March 3rd. Links for all of these will appear in our show notes. And I thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, where we will explore some more Holy Week chants. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Pox.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Crystal's Vintage Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere and Crystal's Vintage TV.
Made on a crappy PC.